Before I point out the scripture to you, good to see you, my brothers. Just let me say to you that whatever Jesus says goes. I know sometimes you have to cry. I know. I get it. I know sometimes you cry. I know sometimes the burdens can be a little overwhelming. I understand it can be frustrating at times when Jesus tells you to go this way when everybody else is going this way. Doesn't make any sense. I get that. But whatever Jesus says, goes. It counts. It was Jesus who said to Bartimaeus, "What would you have me do for you?" "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." The crowd is pushing Jesus along because they got to get to the next evangelistic meeting. "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." They tell Bartimaeus, "Shut up. Be quiet." He yelled all the more, and Jesus stopped and asked the question, "What would you have me do for you?" His words. It was Jesus that said, "If you take this seed and throw it on good ground, the seed will bring you back 100% of what you have sown." Jesus said that. It was Jesus when he was tempted of the devil himself after 40 days and 40 nights of fasting. He was weak, he was tired and vulnerable. And the enemy came at him every single time saying, "If you be the Son of God." "Man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word of the living God," is what Jesus said. That was his word. He speaks his word and it counts. Jesus says, "Lo, I'll be with you always, even till the end of the age." That was Jesus. That was his word. It was the disciples that came to him and asked the question, "Do we have to pay taxes?" Jesus' words, "Give me a mite, a penny. Whose portrait is on this mite? Caesar. Then give unto Caesar the things that belong to Caesar, and to God the things that belong to God." In other words, give credit to whoever deserves it. Jesus' words. John was put on the island of Patmos in the second chapter of Revelation. And the angel of the Lord says, "Right now, what you see in the vision." How are we doing so far? Jesus' words count. "I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. You can't get to God the Father but by me. Buddha didn't shed blood for you. Mary didn't shed blood for you. Jesus died and shed blood for you. You don't walk in heaven any kind of way you want to. You can come to my house if you want to and act crazy. Talking about open the door, let me in. You're going to think it raining. Metal hurt. You have to come through me to get in my house. I have family in here. You can't just walk in my house any kind of way you want to. Talking about I know Brother Noel. No, you don't. You have to pay a price to come to my house." I'm saying that because you have to pay a price to enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said that. "I am the true vine. Ye are the branches. If you remain in me and I remain in you, you shall bear much fruit." That's what Jesus says. Those are his words. In Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. Let's start with verse 11. It says, "And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many."
Verse 12. And because of iniquity, the love of many shall wax cold.
2 weeks ago, God gave me this. Many false prophets, many teachers, teaching stuff.
And because of iniquity or lawlessness in the land, the love of many shall wax cold. What does it mean? What is Jesus saying? You're sitting here this morning, but I'm afraid to say you may not be here next year, because the love you think you have for the Lord may wax cold because things don't go your way, because the prayers haven't been answered just like you thought they needed to be answered. The synagogue in Pittsburgh. Oh Lord, people can come to your house and kill your people. Brother, I don't care who you are, how spiritual you are. That's discouraging. You can walk up in a synagogue, in a Pentecostal church, you can go down to Charleston and start shooting folks. That's discouraging. And the Lord is still asking you to hold up the bloodstained banner of the cross. We look foolish in the sight of the world. And the love we have, some of us gonna start falling off. Jesus said, so it must be true. A lot of us think we really love the Lord, like Peter.
Lord, I'll go with you to the cross. I'll die for you, Peter said. And Jesus says, oh, Peter,
before that old rooster crows, you'll deny me, man. You think you know me. You think you love me. But when the grit hits the fan, it separates the men from the boys, the ladies from the girls. And the love of many will wax cold. Why? Because the book of Revelations in chapter 2 says, to the seven churches of Asia, you have forgotten about your first love. You've forgotten about your first love, Jesus Christ, again. He is your first love, and you've forgotten about him. All the chatter that's in the world, you're now listening to other voices instead of his. Jesus said, my sheep shall know my voice, and a stranger's voice they will not hear. Oh, but you're hearing somebody else's voice this morning instead of his. Am I doing all right now? You're hearing other voices in the world, and it does not belong to Jesus the Christ. You've forgotten about your first love, and so because you've forgotten, your love you think you have is going to wax cold, because this world will not get better. I'm strapped this morning. Huh? So they can come through the front door if they want to.
Brother, I'm going to be honest, like my underwear, I ain't going away without it.
Especially nowadays. Come on, brother. It's sad to go into church strapped. We don't have a choice nowadays. We don't have a choice. Who would ever thought you would see the day people will have to be strapped, concealed carry in the church to protect life? That's the world we live in now. And what does God say about it? You got false teachers, Noel. Sometimes you think, Lord, what level are you on? It's plans and stripes, Lord. It doesn't go together. What you're saying don't match up. But like the little boy on the field, once you take the blindfold off, the coach will say to you, look where you are. You're in the end zone. The fact of the matter is, a lot of God's people are just cheerleaders. Just cheerleaders. They got the right uniform on, and they got the stuff, and they're yelling, cheering. The sad part is, very few people are playing on the field. Very few will take a hit and keep going. because I do what I do, I have taken hits and it hurts.
God doesn't ask you how much pain you can endure. Lord, I'll be with you always.
Pray without ceasing. You can't throw in the towel just yet. We ain't through. We're not good. You haven't seen the best of me, God says.
For my strength is made perfect in your weakness, he says. How you gonna know God's strength if you don't go to him when you're weak?
You've forgotten your first love.
You've forgotten about Jesus. You forgot about what he said, praying every day. Read a little of the word. You've forgotten your first love when Jesus tells you he still loves the twinkle in your eye.
You forgot about how he put the marriage back together when you were talking about the divorce. The children who struggle in school, you forgot about how God fixed that thing just right for you. You forgot about the business deal that people said would never work, and God worked the thing out on your behalf. You've forgotten your first love. And because the grit's hitting the fan, your love has waxed cold.
If I tell you, my brother, I'm down with you, I'm down with you thoroughly, no matter where we go. Not here in just a church, we could be in Food Lion, and I'm going to tell him I love him just the same. The world needs to see that. We play games, we love each other at church, but not out there in the street. You're going to live more days of your life outside of these four walls than you will ever do inside of a church. Can God trust you when you leave these four walls? Because your love is waxed cold. Your prayers ain't being answered like they should be. You've forgotten your first love, man.
You're too busy critiquing people on politics. Nothing wrong with that. Go out and vote. Do something. But don't let anybody take our relationship away. Our relationship away. Some people will follow you just a little while and then they'll fade away. They weren't meant to walk with you all the way nowhere. But there are some people in life that will be with you every step of the way. He that hath friends must first show himself friendly.
There is a friend that sticketh closer than any brother, the word of God declares. But if you've forgotten your first love and your love begin to wax cold because things really ain't going like you really thought they should. Jesus says your love has waxed cold. So many Christians, many people who carry the Bible, and they got more... The Bible looked like a box of Skittles. They don't color it so much with highlights. They don't highlight everything in there. And they praise in the Lord. And when it gets real rough, they put the word down, man. That stuff don't work, Lord. Lord, I want to believe you. I really do, Lord. But I got to go with plan B and C. I really want to believe you, Lord, but your stuff really ain't working. Lord, do you really exist? Am I the only one prayed like that before? I prayed like that. Where are you, Lord? Don't you see what's going on down here? If I was in charge, we always do that. Oh, I wouldn't do it like that. I would do it this way. I could be God. You fall into the trap Lucifer did. He wanted to be like God. He wanted to make different decisions. And a third of the angels fell out with him. Don't ever tell God what you would do if you were God. Because you may not live to see the next day. You're going to get thrown out somewhere. Keep your hands off his glory and keep your mouth shut. Be human just like you are with your little struggling self. And don't forget about your first love. You hear me? Don't you forget about your first love, because this world won't get no better. Believe what I say. We are in this world, but we are not of it. A famine can come today or tomorrow. Brother Noel won't be hungry. Whatever God has blessed you with, save. And save. There'll be a time to eat and eat and eat and eat and enjoy. But for the time being, while things are good, save. So you won't be hungry down the road. And your enemy will come knocking at your door begging for bread. You won't turn them away and give them a snake. Give them bread. God himself requires it of you, because he's your first love. Agape. Unconditional love. I don't care how bad you do me, how much you've lied on me, I'm going to still walk in love and pray for you, because God, my commander, has instructed me to. I hope you got something out of that this morning. I'm tired. I work all week. God ain't ask about that. Noel, you remember what we showed you 2 weeks ago? Yeah, Lord. That's it. Okay, Lord. Don't give up, David. Discernment, it'll come. Joshua, and I'll end with this, was at the river, and the captain of the host in God's army had a huge sword. And he's standing there at the Jordan with the sword touching the water. He's just standing there. Joshua is Moses' protege. Moses can't go into the promised land, but Joshua is going to lead the people. You know, he's learned from Moses now. Moses has taught him, and now he's going to lead the people. He's a fighter. He's a warrior. And he don't know it's an angel, but the angel is standing there with the sword, see? Just watching it. And Joshua looks up and says, you with me or against me? The angel of the Lord just standing there, man. He asking God, are you with me or against me? The angel said what he had to say to him, and he fell at his knees and on his face and began to worship. We're trying to make God be something he is not. You got to be on God's side. We're trying to make him a Democrat. We're trying to make God a Republican. I've heard people say it, God a Republican. He got his card and everything. He's singing to, boy, what are you talking about, man? Some people think that way. Listen, you have to be on God's side. Now, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I get that. What's the other scripture I'm thinking about? If he is for us, who can be against us? That scripture. You remember that? God is on his own side. And the angel of the Lord, you remember after Jesus was tempted, they said that ministering angels came and took care of him? That's what God has let loose in the earth. These ministering angels. Because having gone through a lot of the stuff we've gone through, you don't need it from a preacher. That has to come directly from God's grace and mercy. His angels will minister to you. They'll drop a word in your ear that'll stick with you for the rest of your life. And if we die, if this is our last Sunday, I hope you got your business straight. I hope you got your business straight. Not everybody who says, Lord, Lord, because they forgot about their first love. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that it's true. I pray, Lord, for your children, your people. Lord, that we will walk this thing out exactly like you want us to. Lord, we love you. Sometimes we don't know how to express it. All we know, Lord, is we love you. You're our source. Whenever things get too bad, Lord, We know who our source is. We come to you and pray about it, Lord. And for this, we thank you. We love you so much. Thank you for your word, and that is true. I pray for each one here, Lord, that whatever they're praying for, Lord God, that you will answer prayer at your time and have them hold on by faith, knowing, Lord, that whatever you said, it shall come through. In Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless y'all.
Thank you.
Y'all have a blessed week.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Put it on.
Wow.
Good.
What?
Clemson?
Who did they play? Because I was at the
bank. Louisville.
Huh?
77.
16.
It was ugly. Oh, ugly first quarter.
It's pretty
stuff. Nice job.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, bro. It's open first year. Uh-huh. My man.